You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 230. Happy Friday from the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy day two of the President's Cup. It's Kyle and Ben. We're ready to talk some golf, ready to talk some President's Cup, maybe a little live tour stuff, have a lot of fun. It's going to be a blast. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. The President's Cup odds right before they closed had climbed all the way up to America minus 750 or something like that. So probably could still get a live bet in, and you can use your coupon code BLEE for the first time sign up and get a 50% bonus. And then, I mean, there's no telling what it's probably like minus a thousand.
Oh, after what I saw today, it should be.
They may pull it. They may pull the line. Yeah, but sign up today. Get that bonus and load up the account, and then load up the bets. You got college football starting, college football week four, NFL week two or three. Tons of fun. Bet Online is where the game starts. Ben, day one is in the books, and it was one that could be very forgettable because it was an absolute bloodletting. It was an absolute slaughter.
The ratings Sunday may be the worst ratings ever in the history. They may not be mathematically eligible or able to win Euros by the time Sunday rolls around, unless they win every singles match. That's probably going to be the only way they do it.
What do you have to have to win it? 14?
Is it 14 and a half?
14 and a half needed.
Yeah.
So if they go 4-4-4, I mean, they went 4-1 today. If they just repeated that the next 2 days, I mean, yeah, there's like no way.
You can't really close it out unless you win all of them. But
they damn near won all of them today, and they probably should have won all of them. Yes. Probably should have been a sweep. So America goes out, goes out 4-1. Today was alternate shot, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, today was alternate shot, which apparently the Asian guys never play. Every one of them that they interviewed, they were like, yeah, we were a little worried about today's format because I don't like this format. I never play this format. And I'm like, I guess that's not a thing on like the Asian tour, or because they're not Ryder Cup guys. So maybe that's why. I guess the only time they ever play it is when they get picked to be on the international team.
It's not that hard.
It's not.
It's hard, but it's not like it takes just years of experience to figure out. Like,
they make a bigger deal out of it because of the use of the ball, whose ball they're going to use.
Which 99% of them use the Titleist.
Just Titleist. 99% of them are used, no matter what brand it is, it's probably woven and done the same way.
Exactly.
Like, all you people that think you can get Tiger Woods' ball at Dick's Sporting Goods, you cannot. That's a specially made ball that they make for him, just like they do every other tour pro.
Exactly.
So it's just got a different logo on it.
Right. So, all right, here's the matches. Give you a quick rundown. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele absolutely beat the shit out of Adam Scott and Hideki Matsuyama,
who they continue to put together. I saw a funny tweet. It was like Adam Scott. It was showing Adam Scott in his black vest and yellow shirt or vice versa. It was
black vest and yellow shirt.
And he goes, what did he say? He said, Adam Scott would like to let you know that the McFlurry machine, the McFlurry machine is operating. The McFlurry machine. What the heck? The McFlurry machine is
get it out.
I ruined it because it was funny. It was just, it does look like a McDonald's.
It does.
Uniform. What is their logo?
It is. They explained that today. Ernie Els helped pick that logo, and it is a combination of a shield because they are fighters, and that's what it's supposed to look like. And then at the top, if you'll look, those flags are supposed to be the representation of all the flags that are on the team. That's why they're left blank because they got so many players from different countries. So that's why the logo looks like it does.
Interesting. I mean, I'm not, they got to have something. There's nothing real. That's the weird thing about the President's Cup is there's just no like allegiance or ties or anything. All right. So you had that was
absolute domination. And then you had.
Here's another thing I'll say about that matchup.
Okay.
And Zinger said it right. And I know it's easy. And he said this. He said, I know it's easy for me to sit in the booth and me to say, hey, I've been there and done that because I've coached a team before. He said, I don't understand Immelman putting Adam Scott and Hideki. He compared it to the way people used to always have captains used to put Tiger out first.
Yeah.
He said, because the thing is those are the two best players probably right now coming into this tournament. And if they get beat, which they got wally-lopped, if they get beat, that sets a tone to the rest of the team. It's like, man, our two guys just got it handed to us. Kind of like when you put Tiger out first, if that guy, if in the Ryder Cup, like Azinger said, he said, if the Euros would beat Tiger on round one, it was great for the European team. It galvanized them because they were like, look, we just beat the best in the world. And so with that team being so, I hate to call it lacking talent, but it, the European team is just nowhere close as far as
top end.
They do. They're very.
I mean, it's just a bunch of average. I mean, I say average. It's a bunch of just like middle of the pack PGA Tour guys. It's not, you don't have that top end talent right now. Second match was Sungjae Im, Corey Connors versus Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, the buddies. They win 2-1.
JT made a bomb.
He did from off, like almost off the green. It was big. Tom Kim, KH Lee go down 2-1 to Cam Young and Colin Morikawa. They kept talking about Colin, how good he's hitting his irons again, starting to hit shots like he did at the Ryder Cup.
And one thing that I texted you, we've always talked about DJ and Ryder Cup play and President's Cup play, Dustin Johnson and how he
– I know where you're going with this.
Is undefeated. A little less known stat that I saw today that they brought up between President's Cup this year, the last Ryder Cup, and then he played on the World Cup team as well. Colin is 8-0-1.
That's incredible.
Like he does not lose. Like that is a guy you want on your team as far as even if it's like the pairing, like it's the four ball pairing or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see who they pair him with. You can't sit him. Like that's the thing is afterwards they ask Love, you know, you got to sit two tomorrow and then you got to sit four on Saturday. Who are you sitting? And I'm sitting there thinking the first thing out of my mouth would have been, I'm not sitting Morikawa. There's no way. Like he's in there until he loses. He's playing.
So, then you had the only win, which shouldn't have even really been a win, was Siwoo and Cam Davis take down Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns, which Ben made a great point. That's two very unexcitable people playing together. So just kind of like an aw shucks thing. They were up 3-0 through 7 and then just kind of started having chipping away
at the lead and took over, obviously, on 17, 117, and 18. So 1-2 up.
They started just missing fairways, par threes. They weren't anywhere close to the pin. And there's only one par three that was like over 200 yards. The rest of them were gettable.
Yeah.
And they just didn't hit good shots. I mean, only bomb made today was JT made one. And that was at 15. And Jordan made a good point on that because Jordan went way left on that hole. JT put him at the back of the green. Jordan almost putted it off the front. Like they went into that hole or walking up to the green thinking that they were about to be even and they left 2-0 because the other team didn't make their putt. So, I mean, that's the beauty of match play is they went from thinking they were going to leave tied at 15 to being 2-0 at 15. So, but other than that, I think there was one other player that made a bomb and I think that was Siwoo and that was to go – to tie them at 15 or 14, maybe even 14. Maybe it had been going to go one up on 17. It's what it could have been. But those were like the only two big putts. Everybody had chances. It was one of those things where it's like, all right, this will be the momentum changer. If they hit this bomb here, I take that back. And Collins
If I'm reading this right.
They won. Patrick Cantlay and Xander won 12 with a bogey. If I'm reading this right, two bogeys back to back. They won two holes back to back with two bogeys. If I'm not
Hideki
mistaken.
Hit it in the water a lot today. Adam Scott. It's one of those things where they got to the shot they got the tee box. Awesome, when they got to the tee box, it should have been one of those things where Hideki said, "I'm teeing off. Just forget it. You're done."
And then the last match ended on 18, went all the way. They got kind of a bad the world team or whatever, the international team got kind of a bad lie on after a second shot. Missed a fairway, but it was a weird, like, sunk down, but like only the top half of the ball was sticking up. hitting a bunker, couldn't get up and down, and Max and Tony parred it. So they win one up on 18. 4-1. I mean, obviously you got two more days to go, but I think America traditionally dominates in the four ball. So not necessarily this. So could get out of hand and could be, you know, kind of tough to watch moving forward. You're listening to this on Friday. So they're starting off the four ball this afternoon. So Ben, prediction, what do you think the, if you had to guess, how many points does the international team get? If you had to guess right now,
they're already on a better pace than I thought. I really thought that the Americans would go 5-0 on the first day. Sweet. And I thought that they would probably go 5-0 on day two on Friday as well. So now I've changed. I actually was putting the line at like 2.5. I'd say they probably ink out probably 5 points now. Because now I think
for
they will.
Total?
Yeah, total.
Holy cow. I was going to say, no, that's crazy low.
Yeah.
That's crazy low. I was going to say somewhere probably around like 9 or 10.
No,
I think they'll get to 10.
I think it's going to be embarrassing. I think it's going to be embarrassing because the demeanor, they do not want to be there. Hey, you had to work today, so you didn't get to see a whole lot of it. And we were talking about it, and that's one thing that I didn't mention. They just looked whipped from the beginning. There's no fire whatsoever in them. And it just was – it's almost like they're there because they have to be. It's really strange. It is not a – and I think a lot of that comes from the team captain, and I think a lot of that comes from Trevor Immelman.
We'll get to
Trevor in just a second. But before we do that, we want to give a shout-out to Swannies.co. One of our top sponsors. Use coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25. Take 25% off literally all your orders. They got everything. And look, we just got our subscription box, and Ben and Nate have refused to come get theirs. So I got mine just sitting here ready to be open, and it's absolutely driving me nuts. I mean, beautiful packaging. Life's a party. Dress for it with the little.
Why don't you go ahead and open it up?
We don't have enough time. I may do it for social media later, but I want to. I may, as soon as we hang up, I may open this. But, if you didn't get on the subscription box this time, you can get one for December. But they got everything. Hoodies, hat quarter zips, other kind of pullovers, polos, pants, all kind of stuff. So check them out. They look great. They look great, feel great, play great. Swannies.co, it's where fashion starts.
Does it feel
Lots
heavy?
Of party dress
Is there a pullover in there?
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Does it feel heavy?
It feels like medium heavy. Mm. Like, I don't know. It feels like there could be a pullover in there. I don't know. That's a good pullover weight right there. Yeah. So, all right. Ben was talking about Trevor Immelman, and I don't know where you're going with this. So I'm just going to let you go. Let you go with it. Cause I like Trevor Immelman.
I love him. I thought he was a great choice to be the captain. I think he's a great analyst. I like him on TV. He is a dead fish, man. When they interviewed him afterwards, he looked completely defeated. Like,
let me ask you this. When is Davis Love not a dead fish?
Other than when he's talking about the live tour. when is he entertaining outside or fire?
He's not entertained, but just the way you handle yourself, like even the on-course interviews and stuff, like, there's a little bit of positivity coming out of Davis. This is even before like matches finished. Every time they went to Trevor and would do like an on-course interview, he's like,
just like all shucks.
We're just trying to get up and down here. I mean, we're just trying to get on and get a half and move on to the next hole. And it's like, no, like hit somebody in the balls or something. What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you. And even at the end, it was 4-1, should have been 5-0. Like, he should have at least said, hey, you know, the good news is we got a point on the board today. You know, we're going to have to regroup. We're going to have to reshuffle our lineup or something. He didn't do any of that. He was like, I guess we'll just go back to the drawing board. You know, we're fighters. We're gonna fight. But I got to
take a look.
Okay,
let me ask you this. Let me ask you.
I got to take a look at some things.
All right, I got to ask you this. It's made such a big deal about
the captains. Do you like captain? Oh, this person's going to be the captain. Oh, that's right. Do you really think captains make any difference whatsoever? Like when people say, oh, he was a bad captain. Like, well, how? Like what is a captain?
I think
do?
The only way you get be a bad captain is your pairings, because they'll go against their assistant captains when they're, you know, when they get to doing pairings, and their assistant captains will be like, I think we should go this way. It's like, hey, they basically get the final say, like the veto of
so the players don't have any input on their partners. Hey, I play really good. So if Justin and Jordan
said, hey, we play really good together, and he's like, nah, I'm going to put Jordan with so-and-so. Like, or do they just, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
No,
like,
they make requests. They've talked about that before. They make requests. Like, I wonder how that gets approached. Somebody like Kevin Kisner that had to sit today. Does Kevin come to you as one of the older guys and be like, hey, I'll play as much as you need me or as little as you need me? You know, if you need me to sit because some of these other guys are playing hot golf right now, that's cool. Because Kisner loves the one-on-one stuff. I mean, as much as we talk about team, he, like you just said, he loves to chunk it down the fairway, you know, lay up with a short iron and then
just get up and down on you.
Yeah, get up and down and run a 25-footer in to break somebody's heart and piss, as he says, piss them off. And so
I don't know. I don't really feel like they make that big of a difference.
From what they've said, just some of the stuff
they're just not very good. The international team's just not very
good. They're just not. And I think he knows that. And I think today, like, that's what he saw. Like, maybe, and that's why the disappointment was on his face. I mean, even though they got beat, even though they got beat, he was like, I mean, he could have been thinking, shit, I'm glad we got at least one because we shouldn't have gotten that one.
That's true.
Like, it should be 5-0 right now.
Yeah. But here's another thing, though. Like, the international team, Their options are sort of, I feel like, depleted. They don't really have a whole lot of options for captains. I mean, Angel Cabrera is in jail for beating, you know, like killing people and stuff. And maybe Miguel Angel Jimenez would be a good – has he ever been a captain?
I don't know that he has.
I mean, who else? Who are some good international players that could be good captains? Like Mike Weir? Maybe Mike Weir?
They love using – they never – yeah, as well, he's been a captain, I think.
Has he?
I think Weir has.
He's got a hot girlfriend. I don't know if they're married now, but
he's kind of older. Maybe she put a ring on that.
Super.
But like, go to pairings. Like, they've already announced the pairings for Friday. If you're listening to this in the morning, this will be what you see out there. He still got Adam Scott playing. He's got, this time he's with Cam Davis, yeah. Sungjae Im, and Sebastian Munoz. Munoz sat today, so. So he's going to be out there. Bazudenpoot is out there tomorrow with Mito, Hideki and Tom Kim, and then Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith. And tomorrow they're going to pair Billy Horschel with Max Homa.
Interesting.
That'll be the anchor match too at the end of the day. Spieth and Thomas get it started again, first out of the, and then Scotty Scheffler and Burns. I don't know what that deal is. They must be like best buds or something. One went to LSU and one went to Texas. Kind of weird. Kisner and Cameron Young, which I think it'd be kind of interesting on that one. Both of them are kind of Kisner can be a fireball, but he's more of a mean old man out between the lines.
Exactly. And then you got a young guy, literally young.
And Cameron Young, like, I've never heard him talk a whole lot. They interviewed him post round today with Morikawa, and Morikawa was basically almost like laughing at him because he didn't know what to say. He's was like Ron Burgundy.
He's got that beard. He's got kind of a ferocious looking beard.
He's got the beard, and he just is like, I'm just here to play golf. I just want to win. I'm just here to play golf. Can't lay.
So they're sitting Tony.
Sitting Tony tomorrow, and Cantlay and Shoffley are going to be teeing it up again, which I think is just, that could go down as one of the greatest teams in Ryder Cup, and because they're so young. Ryder Cup and President's Cup history, just the two of them. I mean, it's one of those where you get paired against them, you probably are excited because you're paired against them, and then you're thinking, oh, shit, we got them. So it'd be interesting tomorrow or Friday to see.
I think Scotty Scheffler and Sam Burns will absolutely dom Sungjae and Sebastian Munoz. I don't know why. I feel like that's going to be an absolute.
Or it could be like 9-8.
I think it's going to be three. I think they'll 3-2. That's what I'm predicting for tomorrow. 3-2. I don't know why. I just feel like there's no way we're just going to
go 4-1, 4-1, 4-1. Maybe so. Maybe so. But I feel like a 3-2.
I didn't really pay attention to the way Tom Kim played today, but Hideki did not play well. That can't lay Shoffley. I mean, that could be another like 8-7, 7-6. Even though it's Hideki, I mean, they
Hideki may play so bad that he, after this is over, he goes and joins the Live Tour. He's like, you know what? I may need to take that $400 million.
I have changed my mind. Yeah. So it should be interesting. So, and Spieth and Thomas, he is putting a lot of eggs in the basket of Adam Scott. He's asking Adam Scott to do a lot. And to go out and take on those two.
You're talking about Live Tour. Let's switch gears a little bit. And we hadn't talked about this yet. So Mito has reportedly joined the Live Tour. Mito Pereira. He's the guy famously recently that water on 18 of the PGA Championship, had it won, made double bogey, and actually double bogeyed himself out of the playoffs. So he had it make par, you win, and he blew it. But he joined the Live Tour, I haven't quite made up my mind if I feel like this is a great get. I lean towards it's a great get because I feel like any young guy they get is a good get, especially a young, you know, pretty solid player. I'm curious, Ben, you watched more of it than I did. Did you notice, was there much talk about it? Could you tell, was there any sort of, extra, I don't know, animosity, or was there anything you could pick up on directed towards him?
No, because he played in that, he played in the anchor match. So you got to see him play a couple of holes.
Yeah, he played
At the end of the day, he played good. I mean, that was his drive on 18 that put him over in the trash. So, again, he gets to 18, and that's got to be getting in his head here now.
Oh, dear, that's a good point.
Before it's all said and done with. Like, it's like, hey, don't
let that do. It wasn't a bad shot. It was what, like 10 yards off the fairway? I mean,
it just put him out of place to be able to get to the green.
Yeah, it would have taken a really, really tough shot.
The American group before that was in that same spot. They also came up short. Like, you were not getting to the green from that spot. Like, it was it's just one of those things where you hate to coach a guy because he's a pro, but like, you kind of want to, like, it'd be one of those things where if you and I were playing, I'd just be like, easy swing, we just need one in the fairway. Like, if they could have hit a 3-wood out there and still had 7-iron in on 18. Oh. And they're all grabbing driver, and like Mito does. So he's done that on 18 in a freaking championship. Now he's done it in the President's Cup. But yeah, he says he's headed to Live. The announcers didn't bring it up. I watched all the coverage today. They never brought up Live, not once. I think they've been told just leave it alone. Now, they did other things. There was one point in time where Captain Love he drove his cart underneath the rope, lifted it up. And they were like, it seems to be a little bit easier than other people make it out to be. And I thought that was kind of a little dig at Bryson making fun of him, but they didn't say Bryson and they didn't say Liv. They just like chuckled amongst themselves in the booth whenever he did it.
It gets worse from every Twitter video that I see.
Yeah,
it gets worse and worse. I saw an Instagram personality who does like a daily skills challenge, and it was like, I'm going to make 9 10-foot putts after walking under a rope. And he's like, so he like walks under the rope and he goes and hits a putt. Then he goes back. It's just Bryce. God, what a bad, that's so terrible. And he was like mad at him. He was so mad at him. Like, what the F, guys?
And it was him. He did it.
Yeah, he did it.
100%. The rope was just sitting there. Like, the guy didn't like lower it on him. He didn't. No. I mean, it was all him. That's what gets me about it. He's all pissed about it, and it's like, bro, it was you. You did it.
Quail Hollow may be the most beautiful course in America. Not named Pebble Beach or Augusta. It's absolutely impeccable. Like, from the par threes or par fours where they sort of like slope down into the water, how well it's manicured. I mean, there's some awesome, awesome golf holes out there. It's hard to think that after watching that course, to think about when Rory won his, like, one of the first times that he won, and he went shot like, what, like 6 under on the back nine or something like that. Shot like 62 to win and 6 under on the back, because it's a long course and it's just tough. But no, it's going to be, I mean, as far as venue goes, it's an awesome venue, but like, there's just, the international team is decimated from Live Tour, and it's just not fun. It's not fun to watch. I mean, I really, really wish, and I'm really hoping and praying that one day we can get to a point where the President's Cup is PGA versus LIV. That would be absolutely spectacular. And PGA honestly would probably dominate for a long time. But there's going to be some good players continue to go. We're still waiting for this mysterious top 10 guy to pop. It's not John Rahm. I don't know who it's going to be, but Mito's going. He wanted to get his first President's Cup in, and I guess he's cool after that. You know, I'd finish second in the or third in the PGA Championship. I played in the President's Cup, where I'm going to get my teeth kicked in, and I'm going to go make a pile of money. I can't wait till the contract details come out on him. I'm very curious. I'm thinking, what do you think, 40, 50, something like that?
Oh, easy. I would think he's. I mean, he's and he's. What was Joaquin's? I mean, he's buddies.
Joaquin was like 60 or 70 or something.
So he's probably going to be just a little less than Joaquin because they're. I mean, they grew up buddies. They were childhood friends and, you know, early tour buddies and that kind of stuff. So. If Joaquin was 60 or 70, yeah, he's probably gonna be 30 or 40, I would think.
Yeah. Mito's in top 50. So in the world. So that's another good get. So 49 right now. So, we'll watch it. We'll have some fun watching it the rest of the week. So, got three more days counting today. Yeah. And then we got singles on Sunday. It's going to be hard to, it's probably going to be over pretty quick on Sunday, but maybe not. Maybe we'll get a little competition, get a little fire going on Sunday. I'd love it to be like remotely close where we could, you know, have some good TV on Sunday. So other than that, you gotta wonder
on picks on Sunday because or pairings, I guess I should say on Sunday because you know what route does Davis Love the Third take? Like, do you put your best guys against their worst guys so they can, like you just said, it can be over by lunch.
Do you think it matters? Just front load it and go. Front load it and go.
Put your top guys in there. That way everybody can leave early, go home early. People can go. Yeah,
just quit playing.
Exactly. Don't toy with them because apparently Trevor Immelman is going to need therapy after this from what I saw at AM today. So please put them out of their misery on Sunday.
Yes, go ahead. Just go ahead and do it. Y'all have a great weekend.
We will catch y'all back on Monday. We'll talk President's Cup, whatever news pops over the weekend, any storylines. Go play some golf this weekend. It's funny. Nate and I are 1 week away from our course opening up, so we're so excited. The first tee times that we'll be able to get will be next Friday. Course looks great, so. Fired up. We won't be homeless anymore. So it's going to be awesome.
Have you got them made yet? Got the tee time made yet?
We can't make a tee time. So today is Friday. We have the online tee times open for the first time for the club, which is welcome to the 21st century. But it opens at 7:30 this morning. So we'll be crashing that website.
I'm sure everybody's going to be logging in at 7:30 ready to try to make a tee time for next Friday. So it's going to be exciting. But anyway, y'all have a great weekend, and we will talk back on Monday. It's episode 230 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod.
We're always
stroking. You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.